bands up here, the Holler Parade. They were in by the thousands as they went down through downtown Concord. And we had the golf tournaments. And I remember the late John Nemechek, Joe's brother, John Hunter's uncle, driving me around on the golf cart and threw me down the hill. I rolled about 8 or 9 times, kind of did a Gumby down the fairway, and John had a big laugh about that. And it's hard to tell people just how big that was. It was, at the time, it was as big as a cup race here at New Hampshire.
And this is the biggest sporting venue in the state of New Hampshire and routinely draws the biggest crowd for any sport fit. By the way, next week there's a pretty big sporting event over in Nashville, the largest concrete-only track in NASCAR. The Nashville Super Speedway hosts the Ally 400 next Sunday for the fourth straight year. If you want tickets to a really good race, check out Nashville Super Speedway. Way.com, and we'll see you over there for that race next Sunday. PRN has the broadcast. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durant, Mondovi, Wabasha. Coverage of NASCAR being brought to you by Napa Auto Parts, Madison Street, downtown Durand.
Welcome back to New Hampshire Motor Speedway. We're frozen in time on lap 219 of a schedule 301. Tyler Reddick is the race leader. We're currently under the red flag for a rain delay and waiting to see how the rest of this plays out today. Doug Rice and Mark Arrow up here in the booth out in the turns earlier today. Pat Patterson and Rob Albright on pit road. Alan Kavanagh, Brad Gilley, Brett McMillan back in the truck today running the whole show as Harold Hamrickin up here in the booth. It's Laura Beth Barnhart. We're glad you're tuned in. We wish we were describing the waning laps of this race, but we're kind of just sitting here overdosing on coffee waiting for this race to resume, and we'll see how all of this plays out, Mark. The track is pretty damp. You can really see it down in turns 3 and 4 where they have fresher asphalt, and it's got a sheen to it right now.
Again, we're just kind of waiting things out. And the one thing that does give us hope, Doug, is those wet weather tires. So they're sitting right there, and we don't need to have the track absolutely bone dry to get this thing restarted.
I think you'd have to get it a little bit more dry than what it is right now, but that should cut down track drying time. At the moment, there are no track drying activity at all. As soon as we have some real information, we'll pass it along to you. Nashville coming up. We've got some great races left to broadcast on the network this year. We'll be back up at Bristol for the night race. Really excited about that. That's always a real treat to go to. And back down to Atlanta Motor Speedway, which gave us that terrific 3-wide finish. We've got the Roval left, and then out to Las Vegas Motor Speedway for the South Point 400, our finale for the year.
I can't wait to get back to Atlanta. You know, Doug, you and I have talked about this ever since they reconfigured the racetrack. You and I have been around this a long time. I've been broadcasting these cup races now 42 years, and it is the darndest racing on a 1.5-mile racetrack. It is just like a squeezed-in Daytona-Talladega kind of thing. Just wild, the racing now at Atlanta Motor Speedway. For fans who have not been there after it's been reconfigured, I tell you what, you got to get down there because you can't describe it. I mean, it absolutely was insane lap after lap, how they're drafting in the high speeds they've got now at Atlanta Motor Speedway. It's sort of winner-winner chicken dinner on that reconfigure, that is for sure. Quick break. We'll come right back to New Hampshire Motor Speedway.
Madame Giselle senses a change in your future.
Is it a promotion?
I see a door opening.
Oh, to a corner office.
There's a creature. Beady eyes, lots of hair.
Is it my boss, Dave?
No, raccoons everywhere. Your RV door is open, and they're chewing everything.
Not a problem. I'm covered by Progressive. Do you see a bigger paycheck?
Customize your coverage with Progressive's Pest Damage Protection and be prepared for the unexpected. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Pest Damage Protection available for RVs less than 6 years old. $250 deductible applies to any claim.
I'm what you might call very good at hide-and-seek. And since we got Xfinity, we have Wi-Fi all over the house, even in my super-secret hiding spots. So I can kill time in here by streaming my favorite...
Ha! Found ya.
How?
You left to find my tablet on.
Get wall-to-wall Wi-Fi on the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
Want more unfiltered NASCAR analysis? Well, visit our YouTube channel at GoPRN Live. There you'll find expert opinions, race breakdowns, and much more from our great lineup of studio programming. Like and subscribe to GoPRN Live today. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
We're in a rain delay here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Very, very light mist. Mark, you were just outside. What's your eyeball weather report?
I would call it sprinkling. Right now, kind of the mist has kind of gone away, so it's in that total tweener land.
Yeah.
It's not a mist, but it's not raining.
But here's the other caveat in all this. We have wet weather tires. I know people are squawking a lot about that. The one thing we don't have are windshield wipers on these cars. So if it's raining at all, even with the wet weather tires, they're designed to shorten drying time and speed back up the course. If there's precipitation, you can't put these drivers in harm's way. I know it looks that way, but if there's any rain or precipitation falling without windshield wipers, I don't know that you could ask these drivers to get out there and compete.
You can treat the windshields or the tear-offs, of course, with a Rain-X or something like that that will help the water come off the windshield. But again, anything like that, you have fog, right? You got windshields that fog up. You got a lot of things going on. Now, when you go to a road course, you know, like Sonoma or anything else that we run right and left-hand turns, they have wipers, they have defoggers, they have that stuff on the cars in case they're
doing. I just think that's part of the equation. Alan Cavana, as I'm looking out the window here of our booth, it does look like the rain has picked back up a little bit.
I can confirm that, Doug, and fortunately, Harrison Burton is still here and willing to talk to us because a lot of people have retreated, but as he told me, what else does he have to do at the moment? We're just waiting it out. How you doing?
Doing good, watching it rain a little heavier and heavier, and I don't know, like just trying to figure out what's going to happen here. You know, these cells have been popping up kind of all week, and you get the temperature and the dew point at the same spot, and then it just rains forever, so hard place to be is in, as far as NASCAR shoes and making the right call here. It's pretty dangerous, I guess. Not dangerous, but it's pretty high risk with 80 to go in the race. So, yeah, they're kind of walking into this rain tire deal, and so it's a tough spot to be in. So I don't know what's the best thing or not the best thing. I'm just going to go out and drive it as hard as I can whenever that happens.
Well, if it were to end, you'd finish 12th, and that's, you know, look, given your season, good day. I think you would take that. Bring me through that, how you got here, a little strategy, a little stay out here, there, how to get there.
Yeah, I think we've been pretty good all day as far as the car goes. It's just a matter of getting the track position and kind of gouging every position you can, and you get in the back, and you know, we didn't have a real chance to qualify, so you get in the back, but it's as we see, seek shelter on the pylon. That's not good, but you get in the back and have to just gouge and gouge and gouge, and we've done that all day, and then you get this one opportunity to get two tires and cycle yourself to the front, and then it's on the driver to kind of hang on from then on and make the best out of that track position.
Well, we'll see how long this race hangs. I'm Harrison Burton. Thank you so much. It could be over for him. We'll just have to see. But, yes, it's saying seek shelter here on the pylon. So that's what we're going to do.
That's very good advice. NASCAR just said they'd had a lightning strike within the 8-mile radius. That means everything stops for at least a half an hour. And in conjunction with that, the rain has picked up here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. So this is starting to look a little bit gloomier, Mark. I was hoping for optimism and maybe the rain would dissipate. But once you get that lightning strike, it's 5:07 right now. It would have to be at least 5:37 before you could even restart the race. The track's wet. This is not the most promising of situations.
And if we should get more lightning, the 30-minute clock just restarts again and again and again. So things kind of tough. You know, for Harrison Burton, this is a pretty good day for him and the Wood Brothers. 12th place finish here today would be something nice to go home with. This year he was 10th at Talladega, 11th at Atlanta, his best two positions. A few weeks ago I had a chance to go up to the Wood Brothers shop. Leonard Wood kind of showed me around for about 90 minutes. Had a great time reminiscing with Leonard and just great folks up there. And I hope to get a chance to get up in that area again very soon. Love the place.
That's
love
pretty cool, too, that area has retained a shop. There used to be shops everywhere around the South, but now almost all of them are cloistered around Mooresville or Concord or that general area. They're all within about 20 miles of each other. So here's our situation. We did have a lightning strike within the parameters that NASCAR would stop the racing for a half-hour break right now. We're going to wait here just a few more minutes and see if there's any decision made, and then we'll decide if we're going to kick it back to our local stations or not. But 30-minute delay here for a lightning strike close enough to the speedway.
Want to remind everybody again, week after week, great programming here on PRN. When we're not at the racetrack, you can catch Doug with PRN's Fast Talk program, the Pit Reporters, Brett McMillan at the track, Lenny Baticki, PRN's Racing Country, of course, yours truly with PRN's Garage Pass, a daily dose of NASCAR news each and every day throughout the week on a lot of great radio stations coast to coast here in America.
And one other little note here, this being my last year with the Performance Racing Network calling live action, and it's starting to get a little bit real. I had a lot of people ask me, they said, do you want to do some T-shirts or something? And I'm going to use Harold Hamrick, our engineer's favorite word, merch. So the folks at Speedway Motorsports Properties came out and did a really cool-looking T-shirt. It's got the little Doug Rice's Last Lap logo on the front, and on the back it's got all the race dates of the races you and I have called this year, along with all the other.
Wow.
It's kind of like a concert T-shirt, except it doesn't say Led Zeppelin. Any money that is generated from these sales goes to Speedway Children's Charity. This is not me trying to make a little side hustle here.
You're sure?
I'm positive.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie about money. I'm not going to siphon off money from Speedway Children's Charity. But if you do want to get one, they're easy to order. Just go to store.speedway-sports.com, and they're on there.
Sports.speedway-sports.com,
or you can go to Speedway Motorsports Properties and find it.
Look for merch.
And look for merch. And you can buy the T-shirts. The first little batch sold out. It wasn't a lot. They flew off the shelves by five.
Were they autographed?
If you kick in a little bit more to the charities, I'll be glad to do that.
Okay. All right.
So here's the thing. The first little batch sold out, so they've rerun it. But the thing that I was getting from my friends on all my social medias, I hate to say this, there's no triple X. So
we got bigger sizes coming?
If you're like of the healthy variety, go ahead.
I'm just glad that there's not a Target on the back, that they just list the race.
Some people may have put one on there by now, Mark, but it helps the Speedway Children's Charities. I never dreamed that would be a requested item. Right now, we're trying to get clarity on the weather here. We did have a lightning strike a few minutes ago within the parameters that NASCAR freezes everything for 30 minutes of action. And as soon as we find out a little bit more information, we'll be able to pass that along. If this race gets called, Tyler Reddick would pick up his second win of the year. And Mark, two guys that would not benefit at all from this would be Joey Logano. He doesn't get dinged too bad. He would be minus 10 below the cut line. And Kyle Busch would be minus 47. And then That's a rough thing for two past champions that may not make the cut line. And I keep thinking, well, that can't happen. But the further they fall back, the more likely that could happen.
Well, Doug, when you take a look at the point and things, the one thing that kind of, throws everything off just a bit is that two guys who have won Daniel Suarez, Austin Cindric are down there in 18th and 19th. So the drop-off point right now, the bubble position as far as drivers making the point, making the playoffs on points, is Bubba Wallace in the 14th spot. So Joey Logano, 15th, Kyle Busch in 16th, but those positions are not in the playoff because Suarez and Cindric have wins, and despite them being below that top 16 in the points. So that kind of throws things off just a bit. Again, Logano came into the race minus 6, Kyle Busch came in minus 31, and again, did not lose a great deal of ground. But, Doug, at this point, you know, we're getting to that point where you can't afford to stub your toe too many more times. You don't have any, gimmies.
No, there's no more mulligans left.
Mulligans, yeah, yeah.
So that's kind of a desperate situation. We'll be giving it back to our local stations here shortly. NASCAR wants to reevaluate all of the options that they have here vis-a-vis the wet weather tires, if there is another lightning strike. So they're sorting out this. And as we said before, they're kind of drinking out of a fire hose. They've got a lot of information coming at them. Is there more lightning likely to happen? How much more rain are we going to get? When and if we could use the wet weather tires? I know sometimes these decisions seem one-dimensional, Mark, but they're actually kind of complicated.
That's the one thing I think we always got to keep in mind, Doug, that there are so many other things that go into these decisions. We talked about, no, we're talking right now about the track and what happens here. But race officials, track officials, NASCAR, they've got to worry about the fans too.
Yep.
They've got to worry about our first responders out there that are, you know, right now handling traffic flow because some of the folks have begun to leave earlier. So there's a lot of things, a lot of people that come into play when you make these decisions.
All right, here's what we are planning on doing in just a couple of minutes. We will be returning programming to our local stations, and then we will come back at 5:45. We're going to keep it here for just a couple of more minutes, but we'll come back at 5:45. And hopefully give you a reevaluation of where we stand. Here's what we do know. We had a lightning strike that took place about 10 minutes ago. So we've still got 20 minutes of that time that there nothing, no activities, and they've asked the fans to leave the stands. We've got a wet racetrack, and we're getting closer and closer to losing the track. We may have already done it with the last round of rain that we had. And, of course, they've got the option of the wet weather tires, but they can't really utilize those if it is raining. So a lot of things at play here. And if the race is called, Tyler Reddick picks up his second win of the year. Blaney, Hamlin, Gilliland, and Haley make up the top five. And so there's a couple of guys in that top five, Mark, that would be thrilled if it ended right now.
Absolutely. And for Tyler Reddick, a seventh career win as well. And again, I don't think there's any question, Doug, in the future that Tyler Reddick is part of that young group that is going to be, you know, the superstars of the future. Reddick has already proven himself to be a winner, and 2311 Racing developing an even better team as we move through these upcoming seasons. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with Tyler Reddick down the road. But for Justin Haley, Todd Gilliland, that would be a great top five finish. Austin Cindric in eighth place. Man, the way this thing started for him, I mean, he was started way back there, had an early race incident. They tried some different
strategy. He's got to be thrilled.
They tried some different strategy. It paid off. He's up there in the eighth spot, so he's got to like that.
Yeah, there's some teams, and Noah Gregson would be 10th, that would benefit if this race does get called, and everybody else is saying, no, let's saddle back up. Folks, here's what we are going to do, but we're going to kick it back to our local stations. And by the way, we'll be back in New England next year. May not be this date, but you might get to see some colorful leaves. I'll just leave it at that.
Leaves changing.
We'll see that. That's just a hint. So we've got that coming up, and we'll let you know exactly what's happening here at the racetrack as far as the weather is concerned and what NASCAR is planning on doing. They're having to juggle a lot right now, and so we'll keep you posted on that. But we're going to turn this back over to our local stations, and for our stations, we will come back on with an update from New Hampshire Motor Speedway at 5:45 Eastern Time. So all of our stations down the line and friends at SiriusXM NASCAR Radio and everyone else, we'll be back here with more intel at 5:45 on the situation at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. I'm Doug Rice. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
lifestyle. Here's a guy who lives the country music songs that he sings each and every night, rolling down the highways and byways. You know, he really, truly is this generation's Garth Brooks slash Chris Ledoux. You know, Chris Ledoux and Cody Johnson kind of have similar paths and pasts, I should say. You know, Chris Ledoux did not grow up on a ranch or a farm, but he always was just enamored with the cowboy lifestyle, and he knew from an early age that he wanted to be a cowboy. So he got involved in rodeos and bareback riding. Of course, he was a world champion in that, and then lived the cowboy lifestyle and the cowboy way for many, many years, bringing us all those legendary cowboy songs. And Cody Johnson, pretty much the same way. He said, I didn't grow up on a ranch or a farm. He said, but I knew from an early age that's what I wanted my legacy to be. So now he and his wife are ranchers and farmers. They got livestock. He says, of course, I'm a country music singer as well. And he's involved in rodeo. Tyler Hubbard on the way, Brooks and Dunn, and Something About a Truck. Kip Moore coming up.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. And look at you, hands perfectly placed on the wheel. Not like the driver to the right of you who's really going after that drum solo. Save with DriveWise in the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Fabrice. Ooh, I'm so ready for this weekend away with my girls.
Hey, hit the road. How about some free gas?
Free gas? How?
Try new Fabrice car for some serious freshness, and you could win gas for a full year. Visit Fabrice.com to learn more.
Say less.
You may not win, but you're going to have a fresh-smelling whip.
Thanks, DJ Fresh. Now, how about some music?
Hey, yo, this next one goes out to new Fabrice car for giving you a chance to win free gas.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 to enter. In 73124 for rules and how to enter, visit Febreze.com.
A smooth, close Barbasol shave in the morning lifts your confidence. That rich, creamy lather will catapult you to greatness. Nothing can stop you today. Well, except that traffic jam. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
Are you concerned about age-related macular degeneration, or AMD? If you're over 50, then you should be. AMD impacts as many as 1 in 10 Americans over 50. Now, protecting your eyes is easier thanks to New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements. New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements not only protect your eyes, but help improve night vision, as well as helping to relieve eye fatigue caused by digital devices. Enjoy healthy vision with New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements. Available now at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
When life spells heartburn, how do you spell relief? R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
What about when life spells spicy wings?
It's still R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Rolaids, powerful heartburn relief. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Something about a truck in a farmer's field, a no trespass sign, a time to kill. Nobody's gonna get hurt, so what's the big deal? Something about a truck in a farmer's field, and something about beer sitting on ice after a long hard day. Makes it taste just right on that drop tailgate on a summer night. There's something about beer sitting on ice. There's something about a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer pressed against her lips. And that farmer's field will make a boy mad. Something about a girl in a red sundress. And there's something about a kiss that's gonna lead to more on that drop tailgate back behind the corn. The most natural thing you ever felt before. There's something about a kiss that's gonna lead to more. And there's something about a truck in a field and a girl in a sundress with an ice cold beer to her lips, begging for another kiss. And there's something about you and me and the birds and the bees, and Lord have mercy, it's a beautiful thing, ain't it? something about a creek around 2 a.m. After a few of those beers, you wanna dive on in. You don't need no clothes to just hang them on a limb. There's something about a creek around 2 a.m. And there's something about a truck in a field and a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer to her lips.
Country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I saw the light, I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again, I'm a brand new man. That leads right to your door. Oh, how I used to roam. I was a rolling stone. I used to have a wild side. They say a country mile wide. I'd burn those beer joints down. That's all changed now. You turned my life around. And the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new man. I used to love them and leave them. Oh, I'd brag about my freedom, how no one could tie me down. Then I met you. Now my heart beats true. Baby, you and me together. Feels more like forever than anything I've ever known. We're right on track. I ain't looking back. Yeah, I saw the light. I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new man.
So good, you'll want to set two presets. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Back when that blacktop was just a gravel road. Back when that Walmart was just a fishing hole. Back with my old guitar, had some brand new strings. Yes, it did. Back when a work truck was just a stick shift. Back when you took a pick and didn't have to post it. Back when a Baptist church is where we learned to sing. Yeah, we did. I could use some back then right now. Walk it off. I could use some back then, right now. 98 Chevy with the tailgate down. FM only with the gold of the loud. Burning up the night, then I said, wow. I could use a little more wide open. Back when all I wanted was the hand I was holding. Living in the moment with a good time crowd.
Hubbard, that is back then, right now, here inside the saloon. How about this? Colin Ray and Little Red Rodeo. What a great song. I mean, I can almost remember driving around in my Bronco 2. You know, that's what 90s country did to a lot of us in that generation. You know, 90s country is still known as one of the greatest generations ever of country music. Well, the biggest decade of country music, they call it the boom decade of country music because everybody, as Alan Jackson says, everybody was gone country. And we kind of see a little bit of that in 2024, that country music is the most popular form right now. So I imagine 30 years from now, kids will be saying, yeah, I remember driving around listening to Back Then, Right Now by Tyler Hubbard. Luke Combs' latest, Ain't No Love in Oklahoma, from the upcoming summer blockbuster movie Twisters, and Kenny Chesney next.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine for today, although as we get later into the afternoon, there should be a little bit more sunshine around. Highs in the lower 80s, light northwest winds. In the overnight, mostly clear skies, upper 50s, sunshine, mid-80s on Monday. Are you behind on tax payments? Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. It's 78 at our studios.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Thank you. makes me laugh. We were growing our hair, we were cutting class. Knew it all already, there was nothing to learn. We were striking matches just to watch them burn. Listen to our music just a little too loud. We were hanging in there with the outcast crowd. Heading to the rapids with some discount beer. It was a long train trestle, but we had no fear. T-shirts and our typically bad attitude. Had no excuses for the things that we've done. We were brave, we were crazy, we were mostly young. Young. Talked a good game when we were out with the guys, but in the back seat we were awkward and shy. Girls were a mystery that we couldn't explain. And I guess there are some things that are never gonna change. Man, I don't know where the time goes, but it sure goes fast. Just like that, we were wannabe rebels that didn't have a clue. And our rock and roll t-shirts and our typically bad attitude. Had no excuses for the things that we've done. We were brave, we were crazy, we were mostly young. 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 Yeah, wishing we were older. Young. Hey, I wish it wasn't over. And our typically bad attitudes. Had no excuses for the things that we'd done. We were brave, we were crazy, we were mostly young. Young.
Someone you know about us. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I don't know about you, but I never come into this spot on a Thursday before 10 o'clock. But I thought, what the hell, why not? I don't know about you, but I never walk up and talk to a stranger. But when I saw you, I had to, I just had to. Girl, I know your favorite beer, 'cause you told me and I bought it. You can leave me sitting right here, but if you feel like talking. What's your name? What's your sign? What's your birthday? What's your wrist tattoo? Bible verse, say. Tell me this, do you kiss on the first date? Don't hold anything back. What's your dream job, girl? Where's your hometown? Yeah, what makes your world spin around and around? And are you down to get out of here too? Tell me everything till there's nothing I don't know about you. tip, we could slip out the bank. Leave the scene, put your feet on my dash. Find a spot past the railroad tracks and never look back. But before that, what's your name, what's your sign, what's your birthday? What's your wrist tattoo, Bible verse? Tell me this, do you kiss on the first date? Don't hold anything, no. What's your dream job, girl? Where's your hometown? Yeah, what makes your world spin around and around? And are you down to get out of here too? Tell me everything till there's nothing I don't know about you. I know you like Bud Light, I know you got blue eyes, I know you got my heart. We can jump in, fall into something, and the perfect place to start is, what's your name, what's your sign, what's your birthday, what's your wrist tattoo, Bible verse, say. Tell me this, do you kiss on the first date? Don't hold anything back. What's your dream job, girl? Where's your hometown? Yeah, what makes your world spin around and around? And are you down to get out of here too? Tell me everything till there's nothing I don't know about you. Tell me everything, tell me everything, tell me everything till there's nothing I don't know about. Tell me everything, tell me everything, tell me everything till there's nothing I don't know about you.
Off of my feet. I'm not a man of many words, so I'll make this short and sweet. Could you, would you, ain't you gonna, if I ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight? Yeah, take a chance, slow dance, make a little romance. Honey, it'll be alright. Girl, you got me wishing we were hugging and a kissing and a holding each other tight. If I ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight? I'm not trying to come on like some rhinestone Romeo. I'm looking for a whole lot more than a one-night rodeo. What can I do to prove to you I'm laying it on the line? I'll even get down. Beg you one more time. Yeah, could you, would you, ain't you gonna, if I ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight? Yeah, take a chance, slow dance, make a little romance. Honey, it'll be alright. Girl, you got me wishing we were hugging and a kissing and a holding each other tight. So could you, would you, ain't you gonna, if I ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight? Ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight?
Go Elmwood Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Doug Rice and Mark Garrow, the rest of our PR and crew, has gone to ground for the most part. And it is the heaviest rain that we have seen all afternoon. It is really pouring now. We've had a couple of lightning strikes that have bumped back the start time. And I'm thinking, this is just my opinion, that our chances of racing here today have probably been washed away.
If I was a betting man, this is the time I'd put my house on it.
Well, I am, so I'll put mine up as collateral.
Look at the rain coming down now, Doug. This is the heaviest it's been, and I mean, it is coming down in a big way. There's no way. And look at the cloud cover right now, the mountains behind us, the tree line. It's disappeared. Doug, if the rain stopped right now, it's even too dark. It's just too dark to run the race.
I don't know that we would have much of a chance. NASCAR has not told us anything official. We're just speculating. But there is a Bob Dylan line that says, you don't need a weather vane to tell which way the wind blows. So we don't need a meteorologist right now to tell us this is the heaviest rain we've seen all day long. We've had a couple of lightning strikes, one within a mile and a half of the speedway. Thankfully, during all of this buildup to this big rain, most of the folks probably beat the rain to the cars and got out while it was raining just a little bit. I'm curious about what the conversation is going to be about this race. Should they have just brought them in, snapped rain tire, weather tires on them and tried to run? I don't think they had enough time, no matter what they did, to get to the completion of 301 laps. I really don't believe under any scenario that you could have done that.
No. And again, we talked about all the other things that go into this. They don't have windshield wipers on the car. When they have wet weather tires ready for a road course, they have a wiper, they have a defogger on these windows as well. And that helps, obviously, the driver stay safe with visibility. And there's no way this race is restarting, Doug. The ceiling has just dropped. It's almost turned into nighttime all of a sudden here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. The rain is coming down in buckets at this particular point. So, again, it's just a toughie as far as everything is concerned for the race fans, for the track, for NASCAR, that we didn't get the full way into this today. But nonetheless, it's going to be one of those situations where you just have to live to fight another day.
We're going to stick here now because I just have a feeling, no official word, that we're going to get an announcement here within the next couple of minutes. Yes, actually, since we're close to Boston, it's more than a feeling. We'll take our last break of the day and then come back and hopefully have some news on the situation.
Full field rundown, points, all that kind of good stuff.
There you go.
Can you handle the smoke? Then Toyota Racing wants you.
Not the kind of smoke wafting from the grill on race days.
Smells good. Kind of smoke from Victory Donuts. Drifting less than a hair's width from walls and blasting off to the tune of 300 miles per hour plus. If the smoke smells inviting, we're looking for you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places.
USA Today, the nation's news, proudly sponsors today's race at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Whether it's breaking news, developing stories, or our in-depth sports coverage, you'll get quality journalism and content to keep you on track. Fuel your fandom for any topic and subscribe by visiting usatoday.com for news coverage worth championing.
Take our final local break here and hopefully have some word on what's being done here. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator SUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a Deere. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durant.
Welcome back to New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Hardest rain of the day here, and it looks pretty bleak as far as resuming racing. And it would be tough because I think two-thirds of the spotters have already left the track as Mark and I went out for just a moment ago.
And we have a tornado watch,
you know,
right now.
Here again, and I've said this many times during these things, the loser in these deals are the race fans. We can hunker down and wait this out. The drivers can go back in their motor coaches and hang out till it's called. But the race fans that spend money, invest time, everything that it takes to get to the racetrack, they're the ones that lose, and they don't get everything that they paid for. Not anyone's fault. But that, and I feel for you because I remember one time me and my brothers drove all the way to Atlanta from Salisbury, North Carolina. We got there. Gentlemen, start your engines. Clouds open up. Did not see a lap turn. Turned around and drove 5.5 hours back home. So we're waiting it out here. I suspect that we will get an announcement very shortly that says that this race is called and that Tyler Reddick will be declared the winner.
And if that happens, Doug, that'll be 5 more playoff points for him. You add in a point today as far as playoff points for Denny Hamlin, 1 for Christopher Bell as well. And so at this point, Kyle Larson has scored the most playoff points, 23, Hamlin 19, Byron and Bell 16, Reddick there at number 5 with 13 bonus points. So that will certainly help his cause once he gets into the playoffs, because once you graduate to the playoff, then you want to rack up more playoff points. So that's 5 more to the good for Tyler Reddick in 23-11 racing.
Don't feel like we're going out on a limb here telling you this will probably be our final full field rundown of the day. And Tyler Reddick right now being scored in the number one spot. It is pouring. We're under a lightning delay. And we have a tornado watch in the area. So not optimal here. Tyler Reddick is first. Second in line is Blaney. Denny Hamlin is third. Todd Gilliland is fourth. Fifth is Justin Haley. Michael McDowell, sixth. Seventh to Kyle Larson. Austin Cindric, none of his highlights of the year aside from his win, is eighth. Ninth is Christopher Bell. And tenth is Noah Gregson.
Ty Gibbs, 11th. 12th is Harrison Burton. Ran pretty solid today. Chris Buescher, 13th. 14th, Bubba Wallace. Ross Chastain, 15th. 16th, William Byron. Carson Hocevar, 17th. 18th, Eric Jones. Austin Dillon, 19th, 20th, Josh Berry.
Chase Elliott, 21st, 22nd to Brad Keselowski. Chase Briscoe, 23rd. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., 24th, 25th. Ty Dillon, not a bad day for Ty in that ride. Kaz Grala, 26th, 27th. Martin Truex Jr., he crashed late in the race. Ryan Preece is going to be scored 28th, 29th to Corey LaJoy. And Kyle Busch, the last car on the lead lap, is 30th.
Total disaster again for Kyle Busch. So, Doug, basically he's finished 30th or worse in 4 out of the last 5 races here at New Hampshire. So 31st is John Hunter Nemechek, first guy 1 lap down, but minus 2 in 32nd, Daniel Suarez. Also 2 laps down in 33rd, Daniel Hemric. 34th, Zane Smith. Minus 3 in 35th, Joey Logano. The only car that was a DNF today, Alex Bowman, lost an engine in the Hendrick Motorsports Ally Chevrolet.
And that full field rundown brought to you by Sunoco. From fueling your favorite NASCAR teams to filling up the pump, Sunoco is trusted to help vehicles perform at their peak. Sunoco, performance is what we do. And, you know, got to give it to Tyler Reddick, Mark. They played the smart card as to when they pitted and when they came back out. They didn't have the fastest car here by any stretch of the imagination, but they had the fastest car when it counted.
I want to give Tyler Reddick a little more credit. I don't think he had the fastest car. He had older tires than both Ryan Blaney, Denny Hamlin. He was just dog determined. He was going to hold on to the lead, hold on to it until we found this weather, as everybody, you know, could see that on their radar. So again, I thought Tyler Reddick just dug deep and just would not let them take the lead.
Today's Xfinity Mobile Reliable Performance will go to Tyler Reddick for the way they played the strategy. The race has not been officially called yet. Mark and I are making an assumption because we got some really nasty weather here. And even if it stopped right now, it would take an hour to get it dry enough.
Oh, more than that. More than that.
looks like we're going to be done here, and they'll probably make this official in the next few minutes. And just like Tyler Reddick, Xfinity Mobile's got you covered with a reliable nationwide network. Learn more at Xfinity.com. We'll take our last break here and come right back and hopefully have the official results here from New Hampshire.
I'm what you might call very good at hide-and-seek. And since we got Xfinity, we have Wi-Fi all over the house. Even in my super secret hiding spots. So I can kill time in here by streaming my favorite...
Ha! Found ya.
How?
You left to find my tablet on.
Get wall-to-wall Wi-Fi on the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a scary movie victim.
Oh no, a tree fell on my car, and there's only one thing to do. Trip over my own feet and pull myself across the lawn while yelling help at a barely audible volume.
Sorry to interrupt, but you filed a claim with Geico, so you've got a designated claims team to help you.
This Geico sounds suspiciously reassuring. Are you sure I don't end up getting surprised with an unexpected twist?
Just that your Geico team will always be there to keep you updated.
No!
What is it?
Oh, nothing. I just didn't see that coming.
Geico, great service without all the drama.
We were fully prepared to bring you at one point the Toyota commercial free race to the checkered flag. But we never got there. So we'd still want to thank the folks from Toyota for the latest Toyota racing information. Visit toyotaracing.com. Doug, looking at the regular season points right now, kind of interesting. At the top, unofficially, Kyle Larson and Chase Elliott are tied. Denny Hamlin is 16 points back. Tyler Reddick moves up to fourth, minus 48. William Byron, minus 59. And then you have minus 63 for Martin Truex Jr. In the battle for the bubble spots, we still have six drivers who can qualify for the playoff on points at this juncture of the season. Truex is plus 127. He's safe. Chastain plus 78. Ty Gibbs plus 77. They're in pretty good shape. Alex Bowman's plus 49. Chris Buescher plus 32 on the bubble in that sixth and final position to get into the playoff on points. Bubba Wallace, 10 points up on Joey Logano, came into this race up by just 1 point over Logano, and he's 47 points up on Kyle Busch, who cannot afford another stub toe here at all if he's going to try to get here on points. Also, Chase Briscoe, minus 53. Just outside right. The bubble position.
Rather miraculously here, while Mark was giving you that intel, the sun has actually popped out a little bit. This looks like something out of Moses. The clouds.
That is weird. That's the first time we've seen like almost sun.
The clouds have opened up. The ceiling has gone up, and I'm not trying to be overly optimistic here, but we just heard NASCAR instruct the track drivers to get out and pit road.
Wow. Man, I guess if you stick around here in New England long enough, every 5 minutes the weather's going to change.
And for the most part, but judging by people moving around outside, it is not raining now. So
Nobody's got an umbrella, and we don't see any more fans running to the parking lot, but there is a lot of water,
a lot of water
on the racetrack.
But I'm curious as to what's going on. We see the AMR safety vehicles.